Who's the bitch now, bitches?
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
You bitch.
It's bitch to Mitch after the first Packers loss of the season. Kind of what bitch to Mitch can be built for. Mitch is the GM, so hi the hog. What do you want to bitch about the team?
Hey, Mr. GM, when are you going to fire Dom Capers?
I knew that was coming. Well, let's get it out of the way.
That's a good first question.
Let's get out of the way.
Mitch.
All right, now let's not be knee-jerk reaction here, caller. Dom has always made adjustments. Something with the Falcons that he can't. But a lot of other times, if we're down at half, he comes back and he makes adjustments. But I'll tell you what, if we have one more game like this, I'll fire him.
Yeah, so why did we wait till half? I mean, why didn't we wait till after last season and actually get some secondary instead of going for all these tight ends? I mean,
I will ask you this about Dom Capers, Mr. GM.
Yes.
I asked my wife this last night. I said, you had all off season knowing that you were taking the team that whipped you in the NFC Championship. Yep. You had them on week two.
Yep.
You didn't have a better game plan than what we saw last night?
Well, Bakhtiari was a big deal, was a big loss. And I'll tell you what, I screwed up by letting TJ Lang go to Detroit.
There you go.
I'll just put that out there.
There you have it.
That's a good answer. All right,
we missed TJ.
Appreciate the call, man.
That's good. Okay, hi the hog. What's your question for the Packers GM?
Yeah, I want to ask the GM what his strength and conditioning program has been like and what his requirements for players in the offseason are as far as strength and conditioning go. Because how do we lose our starting tackles, both of them on offense, and how do we have four or five starter key players go out in the first quarter of a game?
That happens
consistently.
Those are valid questions.
There's a lot of questions. I think I'm going to start playing more guys in the preseason games for longer periods, not just for one series. And I think I stopped having them lift weights, and I was on a push-up thing. They were doing 500 push-ups a day, and that's it.
I don't think
that's working.
What kind of GM are you?
That's what I do, and I figured it was good for me.
Can I make a suggestion, GM? Yes. I'd say less yoga and less hot tub time and get out and practice more.
Screw people.
Screw the NFL rules.
Get your body
more.
Ready for
more padded practices.
All right,
I think that's good.
Appreciate the phone call, man. We're going to get to more calls.
It's a good start.
I do have a follow-up to that, Mr. GM. Yes. And that is, remember, we as fans will always bitch about the preseason. The preseason is not there for our entertainment nor enjoyment. It's to get the team ready,
yes,
right?
That's what it should be.
I don't get why... We're afraid that we're going to get guys hurt out there. Well, you're getting them hurt in week one and week two of the regular season anyway.
But we're not the only team that does this. Everyone does it.
But maybe be different and get your guys ready to play on week one.
Yeah, I'm going to stop that push-up regimen. I'm going to start lifting again.
All right.
What's yoga, too?
414-799-1029. Mitch playing the role of Packers GM on a dismal post-Packers loss Monday. It's 1029 The Hog.
Joe and Borna.
According to this, you're both idiots.
1029 The Hog.
It's Bitch to Mitch today, where Mitch is playing the part of Packers general manager. What is your question/complaint?
Hi. I was wondering, why is our defense so small? Like, everybody's tiny. We look like a bunch of bumper cars out there.
Undersized. Undersized defense, and I was going for the hybrid thing, the safety linebacker mix kind of a
thing.
Some
speed. You wanted to up the team speed, right?
I wanted to up the team speed.
Is that the nitro defense?
Yeah,
the nitro defense.
It sounds cool, but does it work?
Does it work? Well, it seems like it still can work in the backfield, but I still think we have to bulk up the linemen. So I'm going to put them on a little more of a protein diet.
Okay.
Kind of a fighter, boxer diet, if you will.
Okay.
That's it.
That's great. So diet is all it's going to take, Jen, to fix the team.
They eat at the team facility pretty much all week, right? So you could cook whatever you want them to eat.
Yeah, we can pack them with some protein.
All right. Okay, very good. Okay, hi the hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. You've got the Packers standing GM.
Okay, the first thing you need to do is give the new GM more alcohol, then maybe the Packers will play right.
So
that's not a bad idea.
No, wait. I don't understand the logic. You need to drink more, Mitch, and then the Packers will play better.
Well, they call him Shined Up Mitch, so he might as well be really shined up.
Well, I'll tell you what. I drink a lot more than you think, especially after a loss.
Well, so do I. That's what I'm doing today. This is Mark.
Okay. Hey. Yeah, we figured Mark. Of course.
Mark, well, come on, Mark. You'd be drinking either way, right?
You don't need a loss to drink.
Oh, yeah. I'm drinking. I got Miller. I got Fireball.
This is Mark the Lush, right?
Yeah,
is that what we call Mark?
Yeah. Mark the Lush.
Yeah, Mark the Lush.
All right, Mark, thanks,
I'll mark
buddy.
It back after. At it.
Mm.
All right. Hi, the Hog. You're on with the Packers fill-in
GM.
So, Mr. GM, when are you going to fire yourself since you don't get the players that need to step up when we got injured starters?
What do you think about that? You think maybe it's time to step aside?
Getting too old, man.
I was thinking about that before this year started.
Okay.
And I thought, why give up a $2 million gig? Why should I? I mean,
makes sense.
And nobody can really fire me.
Well, that's it. You don't have any ownership of this franchise. Yeah,
we've got a board, but we go out for drinks and we go to strip clubs. So I own those guys. So I'm not going to fire myself right now, but I'll work on some things. Thank you, sir.
Man, see, a lot of people on the street say you're stupid and you're dumb, but you're really not. You're a smart businessman.
I'm pretty good. I think I'm together.
Yeah. So are you coming up with your strategies over lappers and shots?
No, I think that's play time. Okay. What I will say is no more manicure and pedicures for the players because that is pampering. That's too much.
How about massages, team massages?
Massages after a workout, I think a massage is okay.
But you got to earn it.
Gotcha.
All right. More with Mitch filling in as the Packers GM for Bitch to Mitch here. 414-799-1029. What are your questions? What are your issues? What are your complaints? He's taking your thoughts here on 1029 The Hog.
Hey, Pam.
Whoa, what?
It's your wallet.
1029 The Hog, Bitch to Mitch, you have the Packers acting GM for your question/complaint.
My question is, why do we put all our eggs in one basket? Everybody seems to hope that Jordy Nelson is going to be the key player and everything, but he gets hurt and he's always out. He seems to have a lot of problems. And down the road, when the games get tougher and the people know that you can take him out if you hit him in certain spots, we're going to lose that key player. So why don't we start getting out there and finding some more key players? Let's get another Donald Driver, people that can take a hit and still get up and do their job. We're getting too many soft guys. They take a good hit, and then they're useless. They're on the bench. Who cares if you're in pain? Get out there and play the game. You're getting millions of dollars to play a game. Get out there and play.
That's what I try.
Who cares?
I'm in pain every day for the job I do. You give me millions of dollars, I don't care how bad I'm hurting.
He's getting
I'm
worked
getting
up.
Off the ground, and I'm going to come back at you, and I'm not going to be a wuss on the sideline.
I tried to get a little tougher with the guys, and they played less for me. They played softer for me. So
and that's what's the problem. We're getting nothing but pansy asses. So this is what we have. Back in Favre's years, we had tough guys that were being built from their fathers. Now we got everybody going, oh, you're hurt, Timmy. Let's sit down and think about it. Maybe you shouldn't go any farther. We got nothing but a bunch of pansies out there playing football. It's becoming a pansy sport. Let's stop playing pansy. Get out there, be a man, take your hit, take your pain, get up and do it again and show them you can't hurt me. I don't care less how you hit me. I'm going to get up. I'm going to hit you back. This is hard.
I've got a job offer for you right now. If you'd like to be, what do you do for a living?
I used to build houses for a living for Kingsway. Big houses, 6,000 or 13,000 square foot houses. And then I got into heating and air conditioning. I thought that would be better. But you should see this go through now, trying to put furnaces in people's houses. They're full. They're ghetto
you sound,
houses, basically.
To me, you sound like you could be a good motivational speaker for some of these soft players.
I want to go up and down the sideline with a shirt on. In the front of the shirt is going to be quality, and the back is going to be demand. And I'm going to run up and down telling these players, get off the ground. Listen, I don't care how much you're hurt right now. You're getting how much money? You know, I said, you want to go get my paycheck? And then you can tell me if you can get off the ground or not. Because right now, get off the ground, suck it up, and get back out there and do it again. And that's what I do. I run up and down the field and tell these players how it is because these coaches all want to be everybody's best friend. They don't want to stick it in their ass like Lombardi would do. Lombardi would say, suck it up, buddy. Get out there and play. But now we got coaches that want to be everybody's friend, and nobody wants to sit there and put it how it is because they're afraid they're going to say, don't go play for Green Bay.
Hang up on them, Barn.
You're too much of a hard-ass team.
Man, I'm fired up, though. I like listening to this guy, though.
I can't.
Well, that's what it is.
I like listening to him.
He intimidates me.
Yeah. You're becoming
pansy-ass. Yeah. Okay, all right. We got it.
He's too intimidating.
Wow.
I'm scared. Wow. I like his passion.
That's outstanding.
I like his enthusiasm.
I didn't understand the quality and demand stuff, the T-shirt.
Well, I think you put in what you get out what you put in.
So demand quality is demand quality. Is that the thing? But he had quality on the front, and demand on the back. Or did I misunderstand it?
And you practice as hard as you play. I think
that's what he had. He had quality. I don't think there's any logic. I don't think there's anything that matters to him. He's just as fired up and wants to fire people.
Those are right.
Talked about
good
Lombardi
words.
Stick it in the ass. I don't even know what that means.
Well, I got a little nervous on that quote too.
You liked him, and he's a little much, huh?
But I like the guy.
Man, I think that was great.
We need him in Green Bay.
Boy. Holy crap, that was outstanding. All right. 414-799-1029. Bitch to Mitch. He is the standing Packers GM. What do you want to say to him? It's 1029 the Hog.
Joe and Borna, Milwaukee's 1029.
It's Bitch to Mitch. Mitch is the Packers GM. What's your complaint?
Well, GM Mitch, my complaint is, when are you going to get rid of Don Capers and start our defense over?
Well, that's come up more than once, my friend. Me and Dom are pretty good buddies.
Do you? Do you guys hang out at all?
Yeah, we hang out.
Cool.
We're pretty good. I know. He's got a hot wife, by the way.
Does he?
Yes. He's got a very attractive wife, which that's part of why I don't want to let him go. Because I see her every week, and more than I should probably. She's hot. Dom, you know what? Dom he's had good ideas over the years. He has, and I think he's had an illustrious career. But I'm going to tell you something. I think it is time for Dom to go. This is the second or third call we've done on the GM show. I think if Dom has one more bad game, he's out.
So if he's crappy, yeah. They're crappy against the Bengals at home.
Game. Oh, if we lose to the Bengals, it's a defensive debacle. Dom is gone.
Who would you replace Dom with?
I think I would get a hold of Kevin Green.
Kevin Green?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Bring him back to the organization.
And I would bring Kevin Green and give him carte blanche to start this over again in his mind, what he would do.
Because he was the linebacker's coach, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But linebacker coaches a lot of times make good defensive coordinators,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
So I think Kevin Green will be our next.
I've heard worse suggestions than Kevin Green. It's not bad.
Well,
what about your relationship with team president Mark Murphy? You guys hang out at all ever?
No, I don't. I don't really like Murph.
You don't like him. Does he no. care for you? Do you get that sense vibe from him?
I think he likes me, but he sort of has to.
You don't know Mark. Yeah. Murphy.
But I don't necessarily like Murphy.
But you don't
that
like
much.
Him. Okay.
He doesn't have. Did you ever notice he doesn't have eyebrows?
Yes, I have noticed that actually.
Right, really?
So, yeah.
He doesn't have eyebrows.
Very
and that's,
thin.
That's nothing. I mean, that's not a deal breaker for me. But something's fishy.
Well, he's a ginge, right?
Well,
could that be it?
I don't. No, he's not. He's not a ginge. He's kind of.
He's
a strawberry. Yeah. Strawberry ginge. Not
that's what a ginge is.
Not
no?
a flaming red ginge or orange. But he's a semi ginge. He has no eyebrows.
I'll have to.
That's just.
It seems like he comes by me on the sidelines every game. Now I'm going to be staring at his eyebrows.
It might be the only thing you see from now on with the team president.
Right,
there.
Murph. I don't think Murph's a bad guy, but he has to deal with me. I don't necessarily have to deal with him.
Okay.
Hi, the Hog. You're on with the standing in Packers GM.
Conditioning, conditioning, conditioning. It's all about conditioning. They used to do two-a-days. Now they don't anymore because of player cooperation, and everybody's getting hurt, basically.
I think that's a running theme here.
I agree with that.
I think conditioning is a huge part of it. I really do. So
I think it is.
As the GM, what the hell are you going to do? Yeah. Do you have to go back to the league and lobby them for... a new bargaining agreement that doesn't give the players so much latitude when it comes to the preseason?
Yeah, I
don't
think
know,
so.
But I like that last caller about how a lot of people are being pansy asses, but what can you do really?
Well, if you practice more, maybe you're less of a pansy.
That's right.
And the guy, I think the guys that work harder in the off season are the ones that stay healthier. I'm gonna see what I can do in Green Bay, but I'll tell you what. In Green Bay, when the season's over, these guys go home. I don't see them for months.
Yes.
If I was in a bigger city and they lived here, I could hang out with them a little bit more, maybe do some pull-ups, chin-ups, push-ups with them and really get them on.
Yeah, because you're in fairly good shape.
For running.
So all right. maybe
a
little more
the call.
Running.
Thanks for the call.
Before we let you go as acting GM, moving on from this game, give me... your one key thing that you want that you need to see change this week.
I think if the Packers, every player, whether you have a wife or a girlfriend, if you do not have sex before the game,
okay,
women weaken legs.
This is the old boxer mentality.
Right, it is.
I get it.
And if you hold off, you get kind of pent up, you get a little more angry, you play with an edge, and then after a victory, go home and make love. But I think if you really hold off and you promise me that you'll do that as a player, there might be a bonus in it for you.
Back off, bitches. At ease, bitch.